are going to be looking at the art of preparation in the gospel. The art of preparation in the gospel. And we are going to sidetrack it, rehearsals, the art of preparation in the gospel. And we are going to sidetrack it, rehearsals. So I'm going to be taking some time to bring your awareness to something that you might not necessarily be aware of. Right? So certain people could just move through life not being aware of a certain state or of a certain season that we are, and unknown to us, we assume that season is going to be all there is to our lives and to what God has called us to do. Unfortunately, some people even give up in those. So some people even give up in those seasons, not knowing what kind of a season that they find themselves. And so we're going to be looking at a very important aspect of preparation, or the art of preparation in the gospel, sidetracked, rehearsals. All right. So I said that in this time and in this season that we are in seasons of preparation. Amen. We are in seasons of preparation. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. We are right in that season of preparation. Isaiah chapter 40. All right. So, unknown to many people, they in that season of preparation that they are in. Right? The last time we looked at seven things or seven preparations you must make for in the gospel. And right this evening, we're going to be looking at the art of preparation in the gospel, you know, what it means to be prepared in the gospel. And I said we are sidetracking it, rehearsals, right? And so not many people know that they are being prepared for something. Not many people know that. And so right at the rehearsal, when they are supposed to be focused on the rehearsal, they are focused on the wrongs that they make in the rehearsal, and they beat themselves. I'm never going to get this right. I've done this. And it seems to be as though I'm not getting it right. So they are deceived to believe otherwise, right? But you're not going to be deceived, all right? You're going to know what state you are in and what it means to be in a particular state of your life. Are you listening? So rehearsals, very important. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. So this is actually a prophetic proclamation by Isaiah, all right, of somebody who was going to come to prepare the way of the Lord. Actually, you know, this person is John the Baptist, who is going to prepare the way of the Lord. you know, this teaching and the beginning of this teaching sums up from one of the students who asks me what it means to have the violence taking it by force. And I can't wait to explain it. But right in this scripture is Jesus needing a preparation that goes ahead of him, all right, or that goes before his arrival. So there is somebody who makes open a way for a happening to happen, and or there is an event that makes open a way for something peculiar and special to happen. And this is what is called a preparation. So God in the form of Jesus actually needed a way of preparation before he will come, and also he needed a season of preparation before he starts his assignment when he is old. So everybody is going to know what season that they are in, so that you are not quick, you know, to faint at your heart, right? So often God takes time, in fact, a good ample of time, to make preparation for his work, right? If the work that needs to be done, God oftentimes takes ample time to make preparations for his work. I mean, the natural man knows this and understands this. The gym instructor knows this and understands this. The one that trains the boxer knows this and understands this. You find, you see, the boxer actually has a trainer, right? And right there in that, you know, terrain of boxing, he uses his fist as though he were fighting the real battle. But in fact, what he's fighting is actually getting him prepared for the real battle that actually needs to be fought. And so you even find out that some punches, you know, on your side could get you collapsing. If you've not trained a boxer before and you go to stand and wear those, they are, how do you call it, punching, whatever, you stand and say, yes, hit harder, you know, he might just hit you faster or harder in a place that you're not expecting. But that's not a real fight. That's a preparation, right? So he's actually fighting as though he were in a fight, but that's a season of preparation for the real fight. The footballer knows this as well. The singer understands this as a very vital part of his success. It actually determines the success of any good singer, how often he practiced and prepared for the final stage of his performance. I mean, if you are a singer, you should know preparations are important. Rehearsals is the emphasis. Rehearsals. And that's why before any rehearsals, or rehearsals is very important before the final performance, which actually happens in reality, where everybody is seated in reality. But when you go for rehearsals, there's not anybody around to see what you are rehearsing for. You know, a famous, if not one of the best composers who ever lived, you know, actually he was called Beethoven, right? He dominates a period of musical history as no one has ever been or seen before. I mean, he was great at symphony, great at concertos, great at sonatas, great at various genres of music. And the story of Beethoven is an interesting one. For those of you who know music and sight read, you should have some knowledge of who Beethoven is, right? And he was known for practice for long hours, you know, oftentimes starting out in the morning and working into the night. It was said that at the peak of his career, this was said about Beethoven, it said that at the peak of Beethoven's career, he spent not less than 14 hours a day practicing. Now, in simple words, he spent not less than 14 hours of a day rehearsing. Rehearsing. That was during his peak. You know, and there were some other people that said that Beethoven's father began teaching him music with extraordinary and brutality. That was the emphasis on Beethoven's career. Said the neighbors around provided accounts of a small boy weeping while he played the clavier. Clavier is the keyboard with the stamp, right? So oftentimes, you know, they had a small boy crying or weeping while he played the clavier. Why? Because anytime he missed a note or he missed a key or he missed a progression, his dad would lash him. And his dad was a very tough man, you know, and he wanted Beethoven to be the best of what he had ever gave birth to. In fact, Beethoven was born dyslexic. So he was not a normal child. And so he couldn't write, neither could he spell. So he couldn't spell. When you say de, Beethoven spelled de. Beethoven has given you this, you know. Beethoven, go to school, spell this. He has given you some word you can't even imagine. Right? Because that was a problem for him. So is that lashing him every time on a nearly daily basis? So Beethoven was flocked, you know, behind that instrument. It was said that he was even deprived of sleep for several extra hours of practice. Now, that's hard. But we see rehearsal. Are you listening? That's hard. But we see rehearsal. It was said even at a point in time that when Mozart heard Beethoven play, Mozart was one of also the best musical composers who were alive. They said when Mozart heard Beethoven play, Mozart said something. He says, keep your eyes on him. Someday he'll be giving the world something to talk about. That was Mozart's testimony about Beethoven. So I'm trying to help you understand that even the natural man in natural things understands this. It will be very, very pitiful for the spiritual man who has God's spirit and is full of God's spirit. Not a meeting is going to be short, but he'll bless you. Doesn't know the importance of rehearsals as part of preparation. He doesn't know the importance of having somber, quiet meetings as part of preparation for the work of a ministry. So, vital part of rehearsals as part of making preparations for the gospel. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27. Proverbs 24, 27. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards you build. It says, prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in thy field, and then afterwards you have prepared, you can start to build. So, you are established. That's what it means to prepare. is to be directed towards. If you have not listened to the last meeting we had on seven things you need to be prepared for in the gospel, you need to listen to that. If not, this makes sense to you in Jesus' name. But you should listen to that one. All right? So to be directed towards, you make preparations for. You're directed in a certain trajectory. See, as for me, I don't think serving the Lord is too important. That's the trajectory you are going. That's what you are preparing yourself for. To have a statement and make a statement that serving God is not really your own, you don't really want to serve God, is to take a certain trajectory. Trajectory means you are taking a certain path. Right? But for people who understand this, is they know that they prepare themselves, and as part of preparing yourself, you should have this knowledge of rehearsal as part of the preparation. Right? So a rehearsal is a practice session, which usually is private. So it's a practice session in preparation for a public performance. Practice session in preparation for a public performance. I used to sing also when I was in senior high school, very early days of senior high school. And I used to sight read. I used to play keyboard. I mean, it's quite recently I learned to play contemporary music. I used to sight read. I could read notes. I used to play in a choir. So I remember, and I used to sing baritone music. I remember this time where we were getting paid for our carol service. I mean, for SHS, carol service is a big thing. And so our carol service, you know, and I was singing a baritone. I remember so well. And I remember how oftentimes I had to go and I'll go and rehearse with the keyboardist. Those of you who play keyboard, when, you know, you have a keyboard set already, it's always a very slippery thing to jump on it. Because there could be some transpose switchings that you are not aware of. Then before you realize, you go and sit on it. And when you go to sit on it, you realize that the rehearsal didn't come on. And that's when you begin to sweat, because you didn't take time to try out and practice out what it means to sing right there on that keyboard and sing right there with the person singing. And know the key that the person is singing. Those of you who have sung before, maybe you just go and meet one keyboardist, never rehearsed, never had seasons of practice. He gives you a key, you start to sing, you realize that, you are pouring it away. You've messed up the whole thing. Then everybody is looking at you and wondering, what's going on? Right? Because there was a rehearsal that you missed. So preparation is important, but vitally is to know that there is a season of rehearsal in preparation. Right? So I said a rehearsal is a practice session, which is usually what? Private. It's preparing you for a public work, for a public performance. And unknown to the minister, God has many drill sessions waiting for you to go through. I'll say that again. God has many drill sessions, many rehearsals waiting for you to go through. You know, oftentimes, pray, what do you call it? players that ran away from training, they don't really turn out well. So God has many sessions of practice for you. And that's what I want to open your eye to, so that you don't give up. Are you listening? So you don't just say, it's, as for me, God has not called me for ministry. He's just called me for business. Please. No. So these drill sessions will prepare you for the big events. These drill sessions will prepare you for the great things that God has in stock for you. So rehearsals are always an important form of preparation. And many of the times, rehearsals can be boring. But without it, I'm telling you, you will not do well at the event. So there are many things that cannot be prepared for unless we prepare for them by having rehearsals. And the rehearsals must be constant. You have to go through it a couple of times. You have to go through it over and over again. You would need many rehearsals to have a perfection on something that God has asked you to do. You need many bad private experiences on the stage in order to overcome many of the disgraceful ones that you will not be able to hold. Oftentimes, you would almost be able to tell an experienced singer from an inexperienced one. An experienced pastor from an inexperienced pastor. So oftentimes you realize that singers who have rehearsed, pastors who have rehearsed well, disciples who have rehearsed well, who have not boycotted rehearsals, are going to be getting better and better and better in their journey with God. So listen to me. Don't be sad when bad things happen. Are you understanding? At a rehearsal. Thank God it's a rehearsal. Are you listening? Thank God it's a rehearsal. So sandwiched in preparation is the rehearsal. It's part of it. They are trial performances in preparation for the real work. Don't give up on these seasons. I know it's not too clear, but I'll make it clear very soon. So you get to realize that these stages of your life are preparatory stages. You are rehearsing for something. Another typical example I want you to see on preparation or rehearsals is Esther chapter 2. Esther chapter 2. Esther chapter 2. I want us to have the NIV version. I like to read stories in NIV. Esther chapter 1 verse 2. Follow carefully. We're reading from 1 to 17. But I just want to paint the story for you. Right? All right. So later, when King Xerxes' fury had subsided, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what he had decreed about her. Then the king's personal attendants proposed, "Let a search be made for a beautiful young virgin for the king. Let the king appoint commissioners in every province of his realm to bring a beautiful woman into harem, into the citadel of Susa. Let them be placed under the care of Haggai, the king's eunuch, who is in charge of the women, and let beauty treatments be given to them." So you see, These are decrees and charges. And they're saying, gather all the beautiful women and let's have them under the care of the eunuch. And let beauty raiments be given them. Then let the young woman who pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti. And then the advisor appealed to the king and he followed. Now there was in the citadel of Susa a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin named Mordecai, son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, who had been carried, into exile from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, among those captive taken by Jehoiakim, the king of Judah. Mordecai had a cousin whose name was Hadassah, whom he had brought up because she had neither father nor mother. Now, this king Hadassah, who happens to be Esther, had a lovely figure and was beautiful. Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter, and when her father and mother died, when the king ordered an edict had been proclaimed, many young women were brought to the citadel of Susa and put under the care of Haggai. Esther also was taken to the king's palace and entrusted to Haggai, who had charge of harem. She pleased him and won his favor. Immediately, he provided her with her beauty raiments and special foods. He assigned her for 7 female attendants selected from the king's palace and moved her and attendants into the best place in the harem. Listen to what's happening. There is some preparation going on for an event. So the king wants to make a choice of whom he can stay with, whom he can work with, whom he can flow with. Now here comes a number of maiden. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So these maiden actually are taking through seasons of preparation. These maidens are taking through seasons of preparation. Now here's what Mordecai is doing. He's assigning to these people special food, 7 female attendants selected from the king's palace, and they had beauty treatments also in addition. Now, these were preparations that were made for something big ahead for the king. Before a young woman's turn came to go into King Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the women, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with perfumes and cosmetics. Now, this is a woman who is Hadassah, who is Esther, going through certain preparations of treatment so that she could have been chosen for the king. So she had to go through certain treatments. She had to be placed in at certain places. She had to be put at certain conditions. In fact, she couldn't eat certain foods because she was given special types of foods or meals to fall on. Why? Because the king needed to make a choice. People of God, God's making a choice today of men. And he's not going to be making choices of men who are not prepared, who have not rehearsed enough, who have not gotten ready for what he wants to do with their lives together with him. So it's a walk on together. He says, before you be chosen, there must be 12 months of preparation that should have been made. Many today can prepare praying and studying their Bible for 12 months. They'll say, no. It's too much. It's too hard. It's too tough. So Esther is here and she's making preparations to be chosen. She's abstaining from certain diets. She's getting herself involved in certain activities just so she can be chosen by the king. So, we must understand this. that there is an essential need for preparation. In verse 16 to 17, when she was taken to King Xerxes in the royal residence in the 10th month, the month of Tebeth, the 7th year of his reign, now the king was attracted to Esther more than to any of the other women. It's simple. She had had several months, several moments, several seasons of preparation. So, as part of preparation is rehearsals. Rehearsals. You will have chances to rehearse. So, number one, to prepare is to rehearse your preaching skills. To prepare is to rehearse your preaching skills. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 6. Luke chapter 9. To prepare is to rehearse your preaching skills. To prepare is to rehearse your preaching skills. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now, actually, this mission that Jesus sends his disciples were actually private practice sessions. So the disciples rehearsed their preaching ministry when they were sent out by Jesus. Later, these same ones were sent out into the world to preach the gospel. There was a difference between Jesus sending them out in Luke chapter 9 verse 1 to 6 to preach and to heal. And there was a great difference after his departure in his sending them, where he gave them out the great commission to go and preach the gospel to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever that he had called them. And then he told them, this time I'm not going to be with you in the flesh any longer, but I'm with you to the very end, even in my absence. So the disciples were on a rehearsal of their preaching ministry. Jesus had afforded them the opportunity to rehearse and to know how to preach. So many of you do not know that in this time where you think, oh, it's nothing, they're actually rehearsal periods for something that God is calling you to do ahead of you. In discipleship, God is giving you opportunities to rehearse. You are rehearsing how to preach for long. You are rehearsing how to preach for short times. You are rehearsing how to preach to louder to people. You are rehearsing how to preach on a low tone. You are preaching and teaching people who are following you. These are actually rehearsal periods. You are preaching to those who think they know. You are preaching to those who don't know. You are preaching to people who are listening to you. You are preaching to people who are not listening to you. It's a rehearsal. You are making preparations to be faithful in many bigger things that are ahead of you. So today, say, how many disciples do you have? Say, please, I'm not making disciples. Why aren't you making disciples? Say, please, I don't feel like I can make disciples. Ah, people of God, you've taken it too cheap. No, it's something that God is preparing you for. Do you understand? It's something that God is preparing you for. So the moment you shy away from preaching, the moment you shy away from teaching, the moment you shy away from doing that, you are missing out on many rehearsal periods that you should be having so that God can do what He wants to do with your life. Tell the one who is here, tell them, don't miss rehearsals. 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 God is watching rehearsal periods. Don't miss rehearsals. They are rehearsal periods. They are not anything you should be afraid of or thrown in turmoil about. They are rehearsal periods. Don't miss rehearsals. Don't miss the opportunity to preach in a bus. Don't miss the opportunity to preach to 2-3 people. Don't miss the opportunity to make sure that you are being useful and getting yourself prepared for the gospel. So they are rehearsal periods. Many things that people are doing right now. Let me tell you one of the things that's quite interesting. Many things that you are doing right now, you are getting prepared for the actual thing. And that's why I'm not in a hurry. Right? Because God takes time to have several other preparations to be made. See, preach, teach. See, it's only John 3:16 I know. Well, it's a rehearsal. When you go for a rehearsal, you only say what you know. You only sing what you know. Then as you sing over and over again, there are preparations that are being made, or there are preparations that you make for the real event. So to prepare is to rehearse for your preaching. As part of preparation is to rehearse for preaching, your preaching ministry that God has given to you. It's time to start rehearsals on it. If not, you are not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. See, I had a dream and I saw myself preaching and teaching. That dream is never going to come to pass if you don't start out. And I just saw the sick people being healed. I just got up from the dream. Well, it's a rehearsal now you have. So to prepare is to rehearse for your preaching skills. I mean, rehearse your preaching skills. That's what it means to prepare also. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't worry about what is not happening. God's preparing you for something better and bigger and greater, because you will and you are rehearsing rightly. I'm told I have some few minutes more. Secondly, to prepare is to rehearse your healing ministry. To prepare is to rehearse your healing ministry. So in this season of preparation, as you go about doing the things that God has told you to do, you are rehearsing. And as part of preparation is to rehearse your healing ministry. How many of us believe that we're going to lay hands on the sick and they'll be healed? And we're going to minister in songs and they'll be healed. And we're going to go out to preach and people be healed even as we preach. Don't doubt God, people of God. Don't doubt God. See, you can just be preaching in that little voice and blind eyes will pop open. I'm telling you, don't doubt God. You can just be preaching with that John 3:16 and something supernatural happens. So to prepare is to rehearse, many rehearsals. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 2. And he sent them out to preach and to heal. Do you understand? He sent them out to preach and to heal. But this was right in his presence. Something in Luke chapter 10, just a chapter away. Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 2. I'll show you something very interesting. I'll show you that even Jesus gave people rehearsals. He taught people to rehearse. 1 to 2. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sends them two and two. Do you see that? Do you see that he's giving them an opportunity to rehearse? To prepare for something ahead of them is to rehearse. He says that, and after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two. Listen to an interesting emphasis. Before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth more laborers into his harvest. So he separates them, sends them out two by two. What is he doing? Is he's preparing them for a greater cause after his ascension. Right in Acts chapter 2, we see something supernatural happening. And this time, the two by two who went out preaching in cities to one by one, one person was able to take down 3,000 men. Get them hearing the gospel suddenly by his boldness and get them born again. And great multitudes of number of people were added unto the church. So you get to realize he sends them out in two by twos. Now listen to what happened in 17, verse 17. What happened? And the 70 returned again with joy. So he sends them out and he's waiting to see what should happen. There are seasons of rehearsals. He's waiting to see what will happen of them. And they came back rejoicing. He wasn't gone yet he sent them. There were seasons of rehearsal. Now pay attention to something. Come with me to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. I'll show you another rehearsal, but this one, the rehearsal, it failed. This rehearsal, it failed. It just means that sometimes in rehearsals, you're not supposed to be taken seriously. I mean, you're not supposed to be very down because something did not work. Matthew chapter 17 verse 14. Watch what happens in verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on me, my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. And oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. 16, another rehearsal session was going on for a healing ministry. Verse 16, and I brought him to your disciples, and they could not. There was another rehearsal period, but this time, your disciples could not. Right? Listen to what happens in verse 18. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Verse 19, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Master, why couldn't we cast him out? Why? They were interested in knowing why. Now, I'm pretty sure that, listen, let me show you an emphasis. I'll show you why. Verse 16, watch something. The man was not only brought to Jesus' disciple, so we couldn't say Peter was the one that couldn't cast out the devil. He says, see, this lunatic, we brought them to the 12 of them, your disciples. Your disciples. There were people there. It's not only Peter. It was your disciples we brought them to. Peter came, said, in the name of Jesus, out. that John, the beloved, says, I know there's a certain trick that I use out, and the thing wouldn't go. And maybe, you know, Bartholomew, whenever I mention Bartholomew's name, I praise God for him. You know, Bartholomew comes again and says, Charlie, not this one. Then, you know, James actually comes again to say, I've gone to pray for 2 hours. Let me cast out this thing. Comes again. The thing is not going. The guy's still twitching, falling. I brought him to thy disciples. Disciples. Because these were seasons of rehearsal. Now, listen. The same person actually is gone and they sent out. But this time around, they have an answer as to why the demon should leave. Why? Because they had asked questions. They had said, why is it that this thing didn't happen? Why is it happening now? Why is it that this thing is happening? Why is it happening? So as you go out and as you lay hands, those are what? Periods or seasons for rehearsals. Each opportunity to pray for the sick is a preparation for greater opportunities to pray for greater sick people ahead of you. Do not run away from the opportunities to pray for the sick and to flow in the things of the Spirit. Every testimony of headaches being healed is a rehearsal for hearing bigger and larger testimonies as you go out to preach the gospel. You see, every opportunity to preach that you started in your lips, that you didn't know what to say, that is like the thing wasn't really coming, is a greater opportunity to become more fluent in what God has called you to do. Every opportunity to see and know that you didn't really see well, or it's like you didn't open your eyes to see well, is a greater opportunity for you to see and know the next time that you have ahead of you. Every opportunity to minister in psalms, that is like the psalm didn't really come, is a greater opportunity to minister in greater levels of flowing in the ministry of psalmistry. So you get to understand that at this period of your time are periods of rehearsal. Don't lose track of this period. People that you preach to are rehearsals for many hundreds and thousands that will be under your watch and care. It's rehearsal period. Take note of this and don't lose track. You see, I understand this rehearsal. That's why I'm not too worried a lot of the times. I'm not. Because I just keep going and I don't allow anything to stop me. So don't run away from many rehearsals God is giving you for ministry. Don't shy away from many opportunities that you'll be giving for the work of the ministry. Preach, teach, lay hands on the sick. God is going to use you mightily, but you need many rehearsals. I see God preparing people and getting them ready for seasons of great things that He's going to be doing by their hands. But these are seasons of preparation. These are seasons of rehearsals. These are seasons where you're getting ready for something amazing that God is preparing you for. Tell your friend, rehearse well. Rehearse is part of the preparation. Rehearse. Don't shy away from preaching. Don't shy away from being disciples. Don't shy away from singing when you are given the opportunity. Don't shy away from prophesying when you are given the opportunity. Don't shy away from laying hands when you are given the opportunity, or when you have to do that activity. God is preparing you. So, to prepare is to rehearse for your preaching skills or your preaching ministry. To prepare is to rehearse for your healing ministry. To prepare, thirdly, is to rehearse your discipler or discipleship skills. Yes. Yes. You are rehearsing something. You are rehearsing something. There's something that you are rehearsing for. I trust this. People are going to be great disciples. Yes, you're going to have one person. The person has like 600 disciples. When you meet them, it's like a church on its own. But it's part of what God is doing. So it's to prepare for a ministry that disciples men. It's to rehearse. It's to rehearse. So this disciple worries me a lot. I've given them away. I've left them. Please. 1 Chronicles 17. Say, as for this disciple, even if God speaks to me, I'm done. Say, I give up. No, that's not the heart that you should have. That's not the heart that you should have. Don't lose track of the fact that God is actually watching your rehearsals, and He will use that to get you ready for what He actually wants to use. So, don't be loose. Are you listening? 1 Chronicles 17:6. Who is going to rehearse? Who is going to have continuous rehearsal periods or times? They will not run away from preaching and teaching. They will not shy away from laying their hands on the sick. They are going to make good use of their rehearsal period. So, don't get too worried as to why some things are not happening. God is using these periods to prepare you for something great. Who likes rehearsals? Who likes rehearsals? Who likes rehearsals? So don't have your heart fainting. Are you listening? Don't have your heart fainting. Don't have your heart fainting. God is preparing you by the avenues that He gives you to rehearse for something great. First Samuel. I mean, 1 Chronicles 17:6-8. 1 Chronicles 17:6-8. Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, speak I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, why have you not built me in an house of cedars? Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thou said the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. Right? So, you get to realize that David was chosen from following the sheep, few sheep, to be ruler over people. So, David rehearsed how to look after people by looking after sheep. That was his rehearsal. David's private experiences with sheep were his preparation for looking after God's people. Yes. So, they are rehearsals that God is giving you. Say, go out and preach. You say, no, I don't want to. I don't preach. I'm not a preacher. I wasn't born a preacher. I was born a businessman. I was born a man that should make money and give to the church so that the church can be blessed. No. There are seasons of rehearsals. Are you listening? There are seasons of rehearsals. There are seasons of rehearsals. There are seasons of rehearsals. So to prepare is to rehearse for your discipleship ministry. Your discipleship skills is what it means to prepare for. Is to rehearse. Have series of meetings with the people you are teaching. Follow up on them. I recall a story where Reverend Onayinka shares, and he says that there was a time where there was this disciple he had followed for a long time. Okay, but he says we have a few minutes more. He had followed for a long time, and when he calls the guy, when he's preaching, the guy will say he's going to urinate and he would run away from the meeting. So he said one of the days he actually had to follow this guy after he said he was going to urinate. He says, church, hold on, just pause the lesson. Let me follow this guy to this washroom and come back. Right? Rehearsals. 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 So he stops preaching, actually follows the guy to the washroom and comes back with the guy. Rehearsals. He's rehearsing for something great. Right? So there are seasons of rehearsals. There are moments where God causes you to have many opportunities to try out what he has actually called you to do. Right? So to prepare, that's another point. To prepare is to rehearse living amongst wolves and people who are dangerous. To prepare is to rehearse living amongst danger and dangerous people. Obviously, in this will be cloaked up with rejection. Luke chapter 10, verse 3. Luke chapter 10, verse 3. Luke chapter 10, verse 3. So Jesus Christ is sending forth us as lambs amongst wolves. And verse 7, and in the same house remain eating and drinking such as things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye enter and they receive you, eat. Verse 10, but into whatsoever city you enter and they receive you not, go your ways. So these are rejections and acceptances. So as you go about the work, you should are also rehearsing to be accepted and to be rejected by people. So Jesus sends us as what? As sheep amongst wolves. There are always people who will want to devour you. Do you understand? You're having rehearsals. There are seasons of preparation. Seasons of preparation. There are rehearsals. You're learning how to fight in these times. There are always people who accept you, people who reject you. Sometimes even your family, they might accept you, they might reject that your pursuit for whatever you are going to do in the gospel. But your heart remains firm, knowing that these are only rehearsals for greater battles ahead of you. There are always girls or boys who want to sleep with you. Girls who want to sleep with you. Whatever way. The more you say no, you are rehearsing to live amongst danger and dangerous people, which only prepares you for greater battles ahead of you. It means every battle makes you prepared enough to fight it. You understand? Every battle makes you prepared enough to fight it. Every battle makes you prepared enough to fight it. It's not just one temptation. He says, oh, please, I'm giving up. I'm like this. I've done this. I can't continue. I can't bear this. The temptation is too much. Hey. These are only seasons of rehearsal. You are complaining too much. There are greater battles ahead of you. Greater things to be fought. Greater bosses to say no to. Greater people to say no. When you stick to your word, you say no. So, to also prepare is to rehearse living amongst dangerous and danger times. Dangerous people, dangerous moments, hard people, hard moments. The experiences you are having with the opposite sex or someone who likes you is not going to stop. It's going to continue till you are old and you are wrinkled and nobody really likes you. So you are not going to have it easy with somebody who likes you. My boss likes me here. It's not going to stop. So you better be prepared for it. Walking and people calling you and say hi, please can we talk to you? Please can I talk to you? It's not going to stop. So these are only preparations. You are rehearsing. You are rehearsing. You are rehearsing. You are rehearsing for preaching. Say we have 9 minutes more. You are rehearsing for teaching. You are rehearsing for your healing ministry. You are rehearsing for the ministry God has given to you. Whenever you say no, it's another season to practice what is ahead of you. The young boys that are around me, including myself, the people God has given to you are rehearsals. He's watching to see how you will take care of. So don't treat them anyhow. Don't abuse them. No. Discipleship is a holy thing. Listening is a holy thing. Is a holy thing. Is a holy thing to disciple people. You should even be having or seeing beloveds in discipleship. You should be seeing God and men raised up. And there are other secondary things you will see. Secondary, maybe beloveds and all those things, they are secondary. I mean, if the person is not growing, the person is not hearing God's word, but you are seeing beloveds, it's not too good. So see God first. Are you listening? See God first. Then after you see God being formed, then you can have other desires coming in. So these are rehearsals. Are you listening? Say, come for meetings. Say, it's too far. I can't come. Please, you are failing many rehearsal periods. You are failing many opportunities God is giving to you to rehearse. You are failing rehearsal periods. But don't fail rehearsal periods. Don't feel rehearsal periods. So, lastly, to prepare. Our time is up. I still have quite a lot to cover. So, I still want to see how I can do it. It's to rehearse for your fighting skills in life. So, there are so many battles lined up. Fighting whatever comes your way. And greater ones that are ahead of you. Get ready to overcome and get ready to win and get ready to fight every time. Don't just chicken out and say, you know, I'm tired of this. No. No. To prepare is to rehearse for something. Are we listening? Who's going to rehearse for something? Who's going to understand that preparatory times are also rehearsal times? Whenever I get into, I often like to start, you know, or follow up on people, or start new sales, or start, like, just start up something new. And I get there, it's like the people are not really responding. I know it's time and it's a rehearsal. I'm not too worried. These are rehearsal seasons. But I'll just be faithful to rehearsing. I'll be faithful to practicing. I'll be faithful at showing up at meetings and not getting tired. I'll be faithful to praying and knowing that these times that I give myself to prayer are preparing me for greater prayer times ahead that I'll be praying. Yeah. So don't lose focus of the fact that we are in this season of a rehearsal. So to prepare is also to practice. Are you listening? I'm talking about what it means to prepare for the gospel. What it means to prepare also means to rehearse. There are so many things of what it means to prepare. We'll be dealing with them, you know, from time to time. But one of the things in preparation is a consistent, continuous rehearsal, a consistent, continuous way of doing something over and over again, whether it succeeds or not. A consistent way of getting along and doing something and preaching and teaching and following up on people and praying for people and ministering to the sick and laying hands on the sick and making disciples are seasons that will get you ready for something great that God has ahead of you. I pray for you that you come to this knowledge and to this understanding that in this season are seasons of my rehearsals. And my coach, who is the one that, you know, takes me through these seasons of rehearsals, are watching or is watching. So Jesus, and you know, is watching you as show up, as you stay constant in preaching, as you stay constant in healing, as you stay constant in ministering to the sick, as you stay constant in making out disciples. Jesus' eyes are on you. And like David, who will be made ruler over many, right? God sees his heart because he had few sheep and he kept them well. God is seeing your heart over the things that you're doing. And because of this, he's going to cause great increase to come upon those things that you do. Great increase to come upon your preaching. Great increase to come upon your teaching. Great increase to come upon your healing ministry. Great increase to come upon sights of sounds or scenes and knowing in what he has called you to do. Great increases in things of the spirit because he has seen that you are faithful. Because he's seen that you are trustworthy. Somebody is rehearsing great. Somebody is rehearsing for something great. Don't give up on rehearsals. It's a rehearsal. God is using these periods of preparation to prepare you for something. Every hurdle, every hardship, every trial that you're going through is God getting you prepared for something great that he's going to do with you. And so don't give up. Don't give up. Seasons of preparation. Seasons of preparation. God's preparing you. He's preparing you. But these are rehearsals. You see, when you have a smack in your voice, the singer is the keyboard is saying, Charlie, what are you doing on this? You say, oh, sorry, how can I get it better? Because you are preparing. There's something ahead of you that God is preparing you for. Are you listening? Something great ahead of you. You know, many of us are going to look back and we will be so glad that we did this thing. I'm telling you, many years from now, we'll look back and we'll wonder, how did we do it? But it was because we were faithful at rehearsal times. We're faithful in this season of preparation, right? For those of you who have not listened to 7 things you need to prepare for in the gospel, go back, listen to it, right? And then you get yourself ready. You say, Lord, I understand that every day when I go and my disciples don't want to listen to me, it's only a rehearsal. So I'll rehearse more and rehearse more and rehearse more and not get tired and rehearse more. I'm not going to get tired because God is preparing me in this rehearsal period on this season of preparation for something great. Say, God, I always want to preach, but whenever I preach, I don't feel like I'm making sense. No, it's a rehearsal. Are you listening? God's going to use those periods of looking at your rehearsals in the little he has given to you to cause great increase to come upon them. I pray for someone tonight. You are going to understand what season you are in now. Yes, you understand that, I didn't know there were rehearsal periods. I just sat down and I gave up. I thought this was the end of it. But God is preparing you for something that he's called you to do. He's preparing you for something you were prepared for. He's only preparing you for something that you were prepared for. He's preparing you for something that you were prepared for. This is that season. And so, seasons of preparations, don't forget, are seasons of rehearsal. And you will take them seriously. Glory to God.